Susan, Ken, how important is this consent agreement?
Well, this is a huge step. This is, you know, potentially how Detroit finally gets back on track. We're all crossing our fingers that it works.
Ken, what do you think?
Well, let's give credit where credit is due. There haven't been a lot of situations in the past where the city of Detroit and the state have come to an agreement. And this is a start, and it's a better start than either an emergency financial manager or bankruptcy. But it's only a start, and the real difficult decisions lie ahead.
Are there still outstanding legal issues that could affect whether this agreement sticks? Could it be affected if Public Act 4 is suspended? Ken?
Well, there's been a lot of litigation up to this point. Most of it has been dismissed by the Court of Appeals, but there's still some pending legal issues, and I actually expect there'll be additional lawsuits. But I think at this point, we have to assume that this is a done deal and the legal issues will get dispensed with.
Now, four members of the city council voted against this agreement. One of the concerns cited was that unions had bargained in good faith, giving historic concessions, and that the city and state refused. And that where the unions are concerned, this consent agreement really isn't different from an emergency manager. Is that a fair criticism, Susan?
You know, we'll have to see how this plays out, but certainly the financial board will have an awful lot of power. Now, the city council has more of a say under this consent agreement than what Governor Snyder originally proposed. But I think everybody knew going into this that unions and workers were going to take it on the chin to get Detroit's financial house in order. That's the way things have gone under previous consent agreements and emergency manager situations. The biggest expense that municipalities have is with their personnel, and so when they're looking to cut, that's an area that has to go, you know, in addition to basic services sometimes. So, you know, I understand where employees are coming from, but this really isn't a surprise.
What's interesting is that this agreement doesn't come with any additional financial support from the state. How can the state justify not providing at least some financial support to get over that first hurdle of getting the consent agreement implemented and getting things running in the right direction?
Well, initially, at least publicly, there hasn't been any promise of state support, but your question's a good one. That doesn't mean that at some point down the road, Snyder doesn't come to the legislature, say in 6 months from now, and say, this is not a salvageable situation unless we provide some revenue or some aid to the city of Detroit. So,
but do you think he'd get that support from the legislature?
I think there will be tremendous resistance to that. And it's part of, a larger picture here of there is around the state still a lot of skepticism about whether this is really going to work or not. Many people around the state who have been reading about this, I think their thought is, you know, we've seen this play before. And I think it's still a very open question of whether this is actually going to work or not.
Susan?
In terms of what the legislature might do, I cannot imagine that anybody wants to take that vote before November. This is an election year, and this will be an issue used against Democrats and Republicans alike outstate if they voted for this. So, you know, maybe in lame duck, but especially with the Tea Party influence on the Republican Party, I just can't imagine that even if Detroit is on the verge of bankruptcy and even if L. Brooks Patterson, the Oakland County executive, is there begging for the state to intervene so his credit rating doesn't go down the tubes, I'm just not sure that they can scrape up the votes.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Ken, Susan, always good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.